Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're here again today with Ralph Martin. We've been making our way through really meditating on a very important prayer that Jesus prayed, his high priestly prayer from John chapter 17. And it's an amazing prayer. Jesus expresses what's deep within his heart and really the Father's will that each one of us, that every single human being is destined by God, if we respond to Christ, to share in the relationship of the Father and the Son. And we hear that and it can kind of go right over our heads, but we tried this week to kind of stop and lay hold of what's at the heart of that amazing prayer that Jesus prays on our behalf, and then how we can cooperate with Jesus' work in our lives so that we can end up where he wants us to be. And that is sharing in the glory of God and the love between the Father and the Son, which means for us, friends, complete fulfillment, the fulfillment of every desire that God himself has given to us, because God is the only thing that will ever satisfy us completely. So Ralph and I have been sharing that this week. And Ralph, welcome back.
Thanks, Peter. It's good to be back. You know, twice now you've mentioned the fulfillment of all desire, and I do want to tell people that if they want more in-depth wisdom on what we're talking about, I have written that book called The Fulfillment of All Desire, a guidebook for the journey to God based on the wisdom of the saints, and they can get it at our website, renewalministries.net, or they can get it on Amazon, and a lot of people are finding it helpful for spiritual reading for the spiritual journey that we're talking about.
Yeah, and a lot of us are asking, we battle and wrestle with the fundamental human questions like, who am I? What am I? Why am I here and where am I going? And mm-hmm. Jesus is answering all those fundamental questions fully for us.
Yeah.
We are going someplace, friends. Yeah. That's why you're moving in time. That's why mm-hmm. we have a longing for something even beyond what we experience. And Jesus is the one who's passed from death to life, and he's telling us where he's leading us. Yep. And if we know that, it's revelation, it's life-changing. Mm-hmm. And then he wants us to learn how to follow him so we can cooperate with that work. And so that's what we've been talking about yep. the last few days. Mm-hmm. And we talked about, you said, seek first the kingdom of God with all your heart, soul, mind, mm-hmm. and strength. You talked about the importance of prayer. And friends, if you didn't have a chance to tune into the programs the last few days, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are there. You can listen to them on your computer, download them, listen to whatever device you have at your own leisure, and hear the kind of wisdom that Jesus wants you to be able to take in so you can come into the grace that he wants to give you right now in this time. So yeah. Let's move on from there, Ralph.
Maybe. Yeah. Well, you know, we talked about how you cooperate with this preparation of us to participate in this amazing oneness with God and with each other. We talked about prayer. We talked about seeking first the kingdom of God. We talked about the importance of Scripture. One of the things we need to talk about is the importance of the Holy Spirit, because Jesus told us he's going to return to the Father, but he's going to be with us now in a special way through the Holy Spirit. In fact, in John chapter 14, the part of the same Last Supper discourse, he says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you desolate. These things I have spoken to you while I'm still with you, but the counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." The Holy Spirit's really important, Peter. And when I was growing up, there used to be a little joke that the Holy Spirit was the forgotten person of the Holy Trinity. Like, there's a joke that Catholics believe in the Father, the Son, the Pope, and Mary. Of course, Vatican II really kind of reordered the hierarchy of truth in a way that the Trinity really is at the center of Catholic life. And so the Holy Spirit's really important, but a lot of people kind of have a vague idea of the Holy Spirit. We get him at confirmation, baptism, and he does something mysterious, but there's more of a relationship we can have with the Holy Spirit. There's more access we can give to him in our soul. There's more obstacles we can remove to allow him to lead us and guide us and remind us of the words of Jesus and lead us into all the truth. The things that Jesus tells us the Holy Spirit's going to do. But that means that we need to desire the Holy Spirit. That means we need to take seriously these words of Jesus, that the Holy Spirit's important. That means we need to pay attention to the Holy Spirit. when Jesus told the disciples he was going to trust them with a mission, he said, don't try to carry out the mission until you're clothed with power from on high. Now, that's a strange formulation. Us Catholics aren't used to thinking about being clothed with power from on high. But this is in Luke chapter 4. Jesus is explaining the scriptures again one more time, just before he ascends to the Father, saying, the scriptures are all about me, and now I'm going to trust you with this mission. I want you to preach repentance for the forgiveness of sins in my name, but don't try to do it yet until you're clothed with power from on high, until the promise of the Father breaks forth in your life. Acts chapter 1, he says, stay in the city, and you will be baptized in the Holy Spirit, and then you'll be my witnesses. So the disciples knew a lot about Jesus. They got the best Bible study anybody ever had. They had the best spiritual direction anybody ever had. They had the best pastoral supervision anybody had. But Jesus didn't feel like they had everything they needed. And a lot of Catholics today are in that situation. They know a lot about Jesus. Maybe they've studied the faith or read the catechism. But there's something missing, an energy or a zeal or a fire. And so that fire is really important. That fire is the Holy Spirit. So how did the disciples experience the Holy Spirit more in their life? They did the first novena. They did 9 days in the upper room with Mary, and they were waiting. They didn't understand what this Holy Spirit was. They didn't understand what was going to happen, but they knew that Jesus told them to do it, so they obeyed the word of Jesus to take seriously the need for the Holy Spirit. They listened to his teaching about the Holy Spirit. They prayed for the Holy Spirit, and it happened to them. And the same thing, of course, is happening today. If people believe the word of God about the importance of the Holy Spirit, if they desire the Holy Spirit, if they pray for the Holy Spirit, it's going to happen for them. And there's lots of movements now, and there's lots of methods now that are helping people access the Holy Spirit. Life in the Spirit seminars, Christ Life, Christ Renews His Parish, Alpha. All these instruments of evangelization are recognizing the importance of people experiencing more of the Holy Spirit in their life. So if people have an opportunity to go to a Life in the Spirit seminar, or go to Finding Christ, Discovering Christ, Following Christ, Sharing Christ, you know, Christ Life Parish Renewal Program, or if they have a chance to go to Alpha and the Holy Spirit Weekend, this can really help them kind of make real these words of Jesus in their life, and it makes a big difference. I have to tell you, Peter, if I didn't experience the Holy Spirit like this, I just don't know where I'd be today. It's just really important.
Yeah, and it's not like a perpetual feeling that you're seeking or something. Right, you're seeking a person.
Yeah.
You're seeking the gift. It's an act of faith. Jesus said, I will send you the Holy Spirit, right? Mm-hmm. And that the church knows that in baptism, we receive the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, unless you're born again by water and the Spirit, you can't enter the kingdom of heaven. He also says things very bluntly like, the flesh is useless, but only the Spirit gives life.
Yeah, radical stuff. Like, right. we need to take seriously.
Yeah, and he said, as I think you mentioned Luke chapter 4, after Jesus was baptized by John in the River Jordan, and Jesus came out, ended up going back to Nazareth, and he stands up, he reads Isaiah's passage, where the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, he's anointed me to preach good news to the poor, proclaim liberty to the captives. So Jesus said, I'm the one who's anointed by the Spirit. And it's in his flesh, Jesus, Mary's son, that anointing is on, and Jesus comes to give us a share in his anointing. So he wants us. Acts chapter 2, Peter said, God's desire and plan was that the Spirit would be poured out on all flesh.
Yeah,
so everybody is meant to have a share in this life of the Holy Spirit. It's what it means to be Christian, to be christened by the Spirit. And for many, I remember Pope Paul VI saying, for many baptized people, he said the gifts of the Holy Spirit and the life of the Holy Spirit lays dormant in some people's lives undiscovered. And what you're referring to, these tools, these vehicles, to help awaken us to the reality of the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. Because the Christian life is meant to be an empowered life.
Yeah, yeah. And this isn't a new sacrament. These graces are given, they're contained in the sacraments, but a lot of times they're dormant. Like, for example, confirmation is supposed to be the sacrament that particularly ignites the power of the Holy Spirit in some way to be a witness to Christ. But a lot of times now, when young people or anybody receives the sacrament of confirmation, they think it's the last thing their parents make them do before they can stop going to church. So, holy Toledo, what a contradiction to the meaning of the sacrament. And that's a lot of times because there hasn't been the kind of preparation that increases the desire and hunger and obedience for which the Holy Spirit really needs to come to a person's life. And so it's, or everybody of a certain age automatically makes the sacrament, and it has to be more individual. When people are ready, when people really desire the Spirit, when they have been preparing for it and praying for it and desiring it and understanding it, then a lot more can happen in a person's life, and they won't stop going to church, but they'll become even more eager to be a witness for Christ and to participate in the mission of the church.
Yeah. And the last couple of days we've been talking about really the journey of holiness, of deeper union with God. And so we talked about seek Him first, we talked about prayer, and really the Holy Spirit is the one who allows us and empowers us to go deeper into relationship with the Father and the Son, isn't it? How does that happen? Like, what does the Spirit do in us, Ralph, to help that union that is so important, the holiness?
Yeah, well, the Holy Spirit gives us a desire for God. The Holy Spirit helps us to read the Scripture. The Holy Spirit was written under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and you need the Holy Spirit in order to kind of get the Word of God in a certain kind of way. So there's an activity He does in our soul that's invisible in a certain way, but you can tell it by its effects. You know, it isn't like the Holy Spirit has a body. We can't picture the Holy Spirit with a body like we can Jesus. The name Father shows us something about the real identity of God the Father, even though He doesn't have a body. But the Holy Spirit is a little bit more nebulous, but it's so real, and we just really need to really open up to the Holy Spirit and desire Him to do in our life what He wants to do. And He is called the Sanctifier. He is the one who makes us holy, the one who heals our soul, the one who reveals sin to us, the one who helps us repent, the one who helps us see Jesus. Scripture says, nobody can say Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. A lot of people say the words, but to say the words with real faith, with real hope, with real love, with real commitment, you can't do it unless the Holy Spirit makes that real. So, Peter, our desire is for everybody who's listening to us today is to invite the Holy Spirit to enable them to say with all their heart, Jesus is Lord.
Could you take a few seconds just to lead us in a prayer, Ralph, for that?
Yeah. Dear Father, we don't deserve the gift we're being given. No, 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 not at all. And just in Your abundant mercy and generosity, You created us. And You created us for union with Yourself. You created us for eternal death. You've given us a remedy for death. You freed us from the evil one. You've given us the possibility of eternal life. And You're doing this through the gift of Your Son, and the gift of Your Spirit, Your Spirit. And we thank You for the gift of Your Son. We thank You for the gift of Your Spirit. And we invite Your Holy Spirit to be more and more active in our life. We hunger and thirst for more of Your Holy Spirit. So come, Holy Spirit, come.
Amen. Thank you so much for that. That's a beautiful, simple prayer to pray many times during the day, friends. Come, Holy Spirit, come. And the Lord will hear that prayer. And you will see as you pray that each day and as you walk in the footsteps of reading the Scripture and setting some time aside each day to pray and trying to just be with the Holy Spirit, you will be amazed over time where the Holy Spirit leads you. So I want to remind you also, just stay tuned in the next few seconds or so. You're going to hear about this free booklet, Transform Your Marriage, that Randall Serner wrote. Randy's a good friend, and that little booklet is filled with a lot of practical wisdom for an area today that many of us know we need help. We need lots of help from the Lord to strengthen our marriage, because we're living in a time when marriage is just being disregarded and deconstructed, and we're in a kind of a big battle. So hold on, friends. We want to be able to give that to you. But till tomorrow, this is Peter Herbeck and Ralph Martin saying God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you a new booklet called Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. Recently, Pope Francis said the whole world is at war trying to destroy marriage. Marriage is a battleground today, but God has made marriage to be a blessing. And this little booklet contains wisdom that will bring life and joy and healing to your marriage. If you'd like a free copy of Transform Your Marriage, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.